Hello, my friends. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 109, Slow to Anger. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. James chapter 1, verse 19. Let that settle for a moment. This is not self-help advice. This is the Word of God. And it comes as a command for every person, every single one. There is no exemption for people who have been hurt. There is no clause for people who are right. Every person, you and me. And notice the order James chooses. He does not start with anger. He starts with the ear. Quick to hear. The only hurry the word commands here is the hurry to listen. Think about that. In a world that races to speak, to react, to respond, to defend, God says, let your first rush be toward the other person's words. Because real listening is a form of love. When you stop, when you look someone in the eye and give them your full, unhurried attention, you are saying, without a single word, you matter to me. Few things heal like that. Few things build like that. There are people walking around today who have not felt truly heard in years, and you can give them that. Then comes the pause, slow to speak. That is not weakness. That is not surrender. That is where words gain their weight. The person who rushes to speak often says what they later wish they hadn't. The person who waits, who breathes, who thinks, that person tends to say what lasts. The pause is where wisdom enters the conversation. Anger? James does not say it is forbidden. He says, be slow to it. Make it wait. Because James finishes the thought just a verse later. Human anger does not produce the righteousness of God. It doesn't. You can be right, completely, undeniably right, and still, if you release your anger without examining it first, you will harvest bitterness where you hope for reconciliation. Test your anger before you let it go. Don't bury it. Test it. Ask yourself, is what I'm feeling serving peace right now, or is it just serving my pride? Slow to anger is not weakness. It is strength held in check. And do you know who uses those very words to describe himself? God does. He calls himself slow to anger. That restraint is not a sign that you gave in. It is a sign that you have grown. And it all begins with listening. Listening all the way through. So today, in your very first conversation with whoever it is, you are going to hear them out. All the way to the end, without cutting in. Without building your reply while they're still talking. Without filling the quiet with your own opinion before they're done. Just listen, and before you say anything back, ask them one question, a genuine question, one that shows you actually want to understand. That's it. It sounds simple, but it will be an act of love, and it will change the whole tone of your day. Stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.